Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning that we get together and we talk about good news because we believe the more that you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. Mo, do you remember who you went to prom with?
Of course.
Are you still in touch with him?
Yeah, one of my best friends.
Really?
Yes.
Eric with a K, you remember who you went to prom with?
We shall not speak of her.
Oh! Okay, so you're not in touch with her. I got a little prom love story here, okay? Bill and Joanne went to prom together. Actually, they met on the school bus, and they said they struck up a friendship that turned into a little more than a friendship. And they wound up going to prom together. And they thought they would be together forever until Joanne went away to another state to college. Now, all these years later, love has bloomed again. These two high school sweethearts have reconnected after 70 years.
Wow, wow, wow.
73 to be exact. 73 years. Y'all listen to this.
Aaron and I researched a little bit further and saw that his wife had passed away the year before. And I dropped him a note and said it would be fun to reminisce.
And I thought, well, it's interesting. We'll get together. So I called her and told her I'd be down. Neither one of us looked the same after 70 years. But once we got over that little bit of a shock, the personalities and the way we feel about each other just came right back.
Y'all, he's 90,
yes.
She's 92. They
Let's
don't sound
go!
Like it, do they? And love has blossomed again. After all of these years, they are the cutest couple. If you want to know more, I'll be happy to send you out the link so that you can share in the good news this morning. But right now, for Bill and for Joanne, 73 years later, can I get an amen this morning?
Amen. Amen.
That's the way it works. We love celebrating good news. You have something going on in your world? Maybe you got a promotion. Maybe your kids are doing well. Whatever you're celebrating, we'd love to join in. 713-881-5500. You could be our next 610 Amen here on The Bull. Well, if you're just waking up and you missed the 6 o'clock George Strait code word, we have another one that happens at 7 o'clock. And then again at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, so on and so on. All day, every hour, George Strait code words, your chance to win George Strait tickets here on The Bull. Yesterday, of course, all of the news was about the bridge disaster in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And what an incredible story it is. But I got to be honest, the first thing that came to mind is, what if a ship hits like our ship Channel Bridge or the Fred Hartman here in Houston? And there's a story this morning about what would happen or how Houston is different than what happened in Baltimore. And it made me feel a little better. And I thought maybe it would make you all feel better, too.
It was like one of those headlines that you just couldn't stop reading about.
And yesterday,
so, yeah. In Houston, I guess, we're fortunate because we have hurricanes. I mean, I'm sure there could be hurricanes in Baltimore, but we just build things a little bit stronger is what they make it sound like. Stronger support legs or the pillars, you know, that are anchored into the ground better.
Okay.
So we're fortunate to have this excellent structure that other places might not have.
And also, they say that there's only around our bridges, they build up the ground underneath, so there's only 2 feet of water right there under the bridge.
Yeah.
So what would happen is if a boat was going under a bridge that it wasn't supposed to go under, it would actually sort of go up on the land.
So it would ground itself. Yeah.
It wouldn't even go under the bridge. It would stop itself.
I know it's crazy, but I felt better after reading it. And that's, I mean, know disasters and accidents still happen. Right. I understand that, but.
Actually, it did happen. I think I read that in the article as well in the 90s.
Wait, what?
A crane operator was on a cargo ship and it slammed into the crane into a boom of the 610 bridge over the ship.
The ship channel bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But it was fine.
Oh, okay.
Everything was fine.
I was like, why did we just talk about how everything is going so great for us?
Mo has to bring it back to, oh, yeah, no, it happened.
Please.
Oh,
but it actually did happen.
It did happen. It was fine. Everything's fine.
Anybody else get freaked out driving across the Fred Hartman Bridge?
Wait, like before yesterday happened?
Yeah, even before. Yeah. No, anytime I drive over it, I get like in the pit of my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
There's just something about that. It's beautiful to look at. But when I have to drive over it, it kind of freaks me out.
My friend Erin won't drive over it.
Really?
Yeah, it freaks her out.
Just skips it altogether.
She will drive like longer to go around
She'll take the beltway all the way around or whatever. Wow. Yeah, so.
And her parents live in Galveston.
I didn't know if I was like the only person that had that or not. But I can go across Ship Channel, and Ship Channel is like really high, right? It's a really high bridge too. But there was just something about the Fred Hartman that kind of freaks me out.
We got flyovers here in Houston that are like really tall.
You know what, Mo? You're absolutely right. There are flyovers that are way bigger than that here, but there's something about that bridge. I don't know. Again, I don't know if there's anybody else that has that, but good to know. And if you want a link to the article so you can read about how the bridges around
we're stronger.
It happened, but we were fine, right?
We're happy to share that with you here on The Bull. What do you do if you can't dance at your wedding? That's the question this morning. Good morning. It's the Morning Bullpen. I'm George. Over there is Mo and Eric with a K. What do you do? And do you have to dance at your wedding reception? That's the question this morning.
Why is that a question?
Yeah, this is a very specific, odd question.
My son Matthew is getting married.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
In November.
November. It's coming up.
He and Liza called us last night and said that they don't think that they want their wedding reception to be just like a dance party kind of thing because their friends aren't really into dance party kind of things.
Okay.
What?
Said that he didn't want it to be a dance party because most of his friends won't dance and it'll be a waste for us to get like a DJ or a band to play like a dance party kind of thing.
If no one's going
to
be dancing.
Okay. Does Matt dance?
Matt can dance, yes. As a matter of fact, he and Liza are taking like dance classes so that they are ready to do like the first dance.
Oh, they're still going
to
do a first dance.
They're going to do the first dance, but after that, he doesn't want it to be just like a dance party. Are you ready for what he wants?
I'm curious.
He wants a casino night.
Wait, we've all been to a party like that.
A party, not a wedding.
My wife is like Eric. She crossed her arms and was like, no.
Good. Stop. That's why I like her. What are you talking about? A casino wedding?
I can see it.
And so I had to, we were on the phone, right? So I had to shush her. I had to put the phone. I was like, honey, let them talk. She's like, we are not doing a casino night. We are not doing, this is his wedding. We are not gambling on his wedding night.
Well, if it's his wedding, then shouldn't we be doing what he wants to do?
If he wants to freaking dance is what it sounds like. He's doing this for his friends.
No, he. Here's the thing. He was like, we'll do the dance. We'll do the first dance. Uh-huh. Liza wants to dance with her dad, which is fine. But after that, they want it to be more like a casino style party kind of night. instead of just the, hey, come on out, let's do the wobble. You know,
if that's what the bride and groom want, if they want to dance, mm-hmm. they do not need to cater this wedding to everybody else. Don't come to my wedding if you're not going to have fun.
You should do what you want, yes. But you want it to be a party for your guests, don't you?
No, it's a party for you. It's your wedding. They're not getting married.
But again, he's not, Matt's not a big dancer. Mm-hmm, and sure. So I think he's kind of leaning toward that way. They don't want to do like a dance party. So, and Deanna's now, somehow this has become sacrosanct to her or whatever.
Yes.
As part of the wedding is that you have a DJ and you dance all night and you do the wobble and whatever else.
And you kiss some girl that you haven't seen in 3 years.
Stop it. You can do whatever you want. I did whatever I wanted at my wedding.
Exactly. And it sounds like you didn't cater to anybody else, that you did exactly your party.
I had whiskey and cigars, and I don't drink whiskey or smoke cigars usually.
You
when I'm drunk
that.
Sometimes.
But doesn't your husband?
Yeah, but it was my party.
So my question is this. Maybe you can help us out this morning. What's like the most unusual wedding that you've ever attended? 713-881-5500. Are we going to be out there on our own if we're doing this casino night kind of thing for a reception? Or have you been to some weddings that are a little different? Because I honestly don't have a problem with it. It's my wife.
That's hysterical. Got it.
And she's digging her feet in about this.
I'm about with her.
Whether or not they have a dance party all night.
I like a little tradition, George.
Dancing is a tradition?
Yes, absolutely.
How about the DJ play the chicken dance as a tradition?
Yes, absolutely. In my wedding, it was required to at least have to say I do. That was important. To have a preacher there was important. And to have a dance party was important.
That's your wedding.
That's important to you.
Right.
This is not important to Matt and Liza and their friends.
Do whatever you want. I went to an Amish wedding. There was no dancing there.
You went to an Amish wedding?
Yeah, not that long ago. Remember the one in Ohio?
Did you get some gray furniture?
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
That's what you do. And they had good pie.
713-881-5500. Help me out here this morning because what's the most unusual wedding? Okay, you let us know. Are we going to be out here on our own or not? 713-881-5500. Please make me feel better. Because Mo and Eric are not making me feel better this morning. All right, another George Strait keyword is coming up in less than 10 minutes. Your chance at tickets to see George and Parker McCollum at Kyle Field at Texas A&M. That's coming up at 7 o'clock this morning here on the Morning Bullpen. My son has decided, he and his fiance have decided they don't want a dance party at their wedding. And my wife is upset because he wants to do a casino night.
I love this.
Is that the most unusual wedding you've ever heard of? 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
Daryl is on the phone in Kimmelton. Daryl, what is the most unusual wedding you've ever been to?
My wedding, 1997, we got married, me and my wife, and we had a dance. Our wedding reception was in my yard because we got big oak trees. And we just had a barbecue up under the tree, and we played dominoes, and my wife played Bed Spades.
Oh, see, they play games.
That seems kind of quaint. Hey. So cute.
Yeah, but again, this was what you all wanted to do, and it turned out fine, right?
Yes, it turned out lovely. Everybody stayed. Our wedding was at 3. And I think the last guest left, it was like at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. Everybody had a good time.
Perfect. See, I think unlike Eric, who says dancing is part of the sacrament.
Part of the tradition.
Tradition, that's what I was looking for. But see, I don't think everybody's up for dancing.
Do
so
you?
What's the most unusual wedding?
Veronica in Cyprus, tell us about your wedding.
So my wedding was a double wedding with my aunt in Las Vegas.
Wow.
So wait, you married your aunt?
No.
No, I did not marry my aunt. My aunt and I did walk each other down the aisle.
How cute.
What?
But yes, she married her husband as I married mine, of course.
Okay.
Wow.
But yeah, it was a 2-for-1 special in Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got like a deal on it, right?
Okay.
You sure bet. Yeah. I only had to pay for my marriage license, and we tipped the...
Elvis.
Like justice of the peace, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we just tipped him a little extra.
So, Veronica.
And then afterwards, we all went to a brewery.
Let's go.
Veronica, if I give you my son's phone number, could you call and talk to him about doing this 2-for-1 vegan special?
I am completely supportive of what your son is saying. I told my parents when I was in middle school that I was not going to get married and have a wedding because I honestly thought it was stupid. I thought it was a pointless waste of money. Mm-hmm. And whatever money they would spend on a wedding, I wanted as a down payment for a house. Yeah. Now, thankfully, my sister had that big, extravagant, like, Hard Rock Hotel wedding. So I had a nice, like, $30,000+ down payment on a house.
Wow.
Way to go.
I love that. Thank you, Veronica. I appreciate it. Unusual weddings. My son wants to do a casino night instead of the dance party. And evidently, the only two people in the world who are offended by this are my wife and Eric.
Yeah. You should dance. It's a wedding.
Misty is in Magnolia. Misty, good morning. Welcome to the show. Tell me about the most unusual wedding you went to.
So this was not my wedding, but we went to a Halloween-themed wedding where Obi-Wan Kenobi married the bride and the groom. And my children were in the wedding. When I asked what they needed to wear, I was told they could just wear their Halloween costumes. So my daughter was a go-go dancer, and my son was a transformer. But it was also... It was also a biker wedding, so all the bikers, motorcycles lined up for the bride and groom to walk down. They all turned them on when they were walking down, and my son, who was like 4 at the time, got freaked out and wouldn't go. It was crazy. Like, coffins were the decorations. Like, they made these wooden coffins. Like... It was nuts.
Okay, that may be the... So we have a combination of Halloween, Star Wars, bikers.
Really something, but it's what they wanted.
Yes, exactly. And I am...
It was what they wanted. Yes. It was what they wanted, but... It kind of turned not very family friendly, so we did not stay long after the ceremony was over.
Okay, I mean, who would have guessed that a biker wedding didn't stay family friendly?
But somebody pulled out their lightsaber is what it sounds like.
Okay.
Unusual wedding. I think I feel better now. Casino night seems pretty cool.
I've always said the weirder the better, right?
It seems pretty calm compared to what some of these are. If you have an unusual wedding, 713-881-5500. You can always join the conversation. We love it when you call in here on the Morning Bullpen. That guy's going to be with George Strait at Kyle Field, Texas A&M, June 15th. Another code word to get you tickets to that show coming up at 8 o'clock every hour right here on 100.3 The Bull. Just got a couple of text messages from folks that said they were listening early in the show when we were talking about driving over the Fred Hartman and the Ship Channel Bridge and all of that. It just makes me nervous anyway. But after what happened yesterday, it really has, I think, upped that for a lot of folks. And a couple people said, you know, really didn't think about it. Most days I just drive over. But it does make you wonder if something like what happened in Baltimore could happen here in Houston.
And we did get to reassure earlier that in Houston, we're fortunate to have this excellent infrastructure that includes like bridges having large underwater islands that kind of protect our bridges from vessels hitting them.
And you said that was because of the hurricanes here in Houston that we just have to build things stronger.
So we were talking about it, and on the phone, first of all, what's your name and where are you calling from? Somebody's going to explain a little bit about our bridges here in Houston. What's your name again?
My name's Tyler. I'm calling from, I guess, Galveston right now, but I'm actually from Shepherd, Texas. I was calling because I heard y'all talking about the bridge on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually a driller. I actually build those bridges.
Really?
No way!
Yeah, I run a crane. I do the drill shafts that hold the piers up. So bridges down here in this part of Texas, we go anywhere from 96 to right around 250 feet deep. So like up further north, they only go like 30 feet deep because they got harder ground.
Oh,
and they use the steel beams, and they most time they'll use a pile driving. That's why that whole bridge fell over because it didn't have near the security that we have over here. Like y'all said with the hurricanes,
yeah.
But they don't actually have the land that actually stops the bridge. They have a big barrier around it. It's a rubber barrier because ships hit the bridges over here all the time.
Yeah.
They don't knock our bridges over.
Wait, are you serious? Tyler, don't say that. Don't say ships hit the bridges all the time.
A bridge get hit last year off of 45 going over the bay.
I remember this now that you're saying it.
It shut the bridge down because they had to do a repair, but we just started doing bigger barriers around it. It's a big rubber bumper. So ships hit the bridges all the time, but they're not going to fall.
Wow, that actually makes me feel a lot better.
Yes. Up north? Yeah, that's exactly what happens up north because they don't have the bracing that we have over here.
Wait, but it was like watching that video for you especially because you know how bridges are built. Like, why did it collapse so easily?
Well, because for one, over here in Texas, we redo our bridges like within 80 years. We rip it down and we start over. So if you notice over the Gulf, you remember, so we've got a bridge that's about 56 years old. You notice how they're doing a higher rise and it's a newer bridge going beside it.
Uh-huh.
The bridge was closer to 100 years old.
Dang.
And if it gets hit, it takes a strike, it's going to collapse just like that.
It was wild.
Like Final Destination or something like
it
that.
It seriously did. Just looked like a toy.
Yeah. I watched the videos. At first, I thought it was in Pasadena. I'm like, oh my God, how did that happen? But I found out it wasn't there.
Moe was absolutely right about the fact that our hurricanes actually require us to make stronger bridges.
Yes.
So that's why this could not happen here in Houston.
Do you want to write that down? One time I was actually right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, you're always right, Moe. I see you all the time. I listen to you all the time.
You're so sweet.
Tyler, man, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us this morning.
Yes.
We appreciate it, brother, and appreciate you listening to the show.
We're going to keep you as our bridge connoisseur.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to write that right next to bridges
yes.
in our little notebook. There's no one else next to that word. You're the only one.
You're our guy.
All right, that'll work.
Tyler, thank you, man. You have a great day today, okay?
You as well.
It's time for the 10-minute tune. You know how this works. You call in, you give a suggestion. If Eric likes your suggestion, we give him 10 minutes to go out in the hallway, think about it, write a song, come back and perform it. That's why we call it the 10-minute tune. But it all starts with you.
And Eunice is on the phone in Rosharon. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I'm having a stress test done. The stress is not in walking on the treadmill. It's opening your bill and how much you have to pay for it.
They should just show you the amount. That's the stress test, right?
Did George write that joke for you?
Yeah. No.
You two are a match made in heaven.
Fairy.
Hey, I love Eunice and Bo Sharon. Thank you, darling. Good luck on your test.
Thank you.
Eunice and George in the morning.
Danielle's on the phone in Humble. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hey, I would like him to sing about being almost 40 and getting hit on by younger men.
Oh. Well, that's kind of a humble brag.
What? I didn't sense any humility there.
I mean, it's happened like once.
You know what, Danielle? I need you to send me a headshot, okay?
So tell us the latest time this happened. What happened?
Well, it happened just at the grocery store. I mean, it wasn't anything major. It was just like, I don't even know. It was just flirting and stuff like that.
Were you interested?
No.
Oh,
okay.
I'm married.
What do you think it is about you, Danielle, that makes these youngsters mm-hmm. all attracted to you?
I don't know. I have different color hair.
What do you mean different color hair?
Purple?
Like rainbow color hair.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That is. Oh, it shows that you're kind of exciting. You live a little on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Youngsters like that.
Yeah. Were you buying like Pop-Tarts or something?
I was like in the frozen food aisle.
Pizza roll.
Yeah. And
that,
also,
that could have been another reason.
Yeah, exactly. You had the door open a little too long.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Headlines, here we go.
Well, hello.
Well, hello, Danielle.
Oh, my God.
Well, wait,
we're getting
a hungry
lots of
text
messages. They want to know what grocery store and when you shop.
Oh,
they want to know.
Oh, my gosh.
Danielle, we appreciate it. I'm going to write this one down, okay?
And I told him that he needs to do it to the tune of Stacy's mom.
Yes.
Oh, Stacy's mom. Okay.
Good one.
I got it for you. All right, Danielle, I'm going to write this one down, okay?
Okay.
Now let's go to a mom on the opposite end of the spectrum. Erin is on the phone. Erin, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
You should sing about the ongoing illness that lives in your house when you have little kids.
Oh, my goodness. They're germ machines, aren't they, Erin?
They're living petri dishes. It's awful.
Turn it up to the next level if they're in daycare.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because as soon as they're well again, you get that email from daycare. Hey, there's an alert. Somebody in the room had flu or hit the mouth or something.
Oh my gosh. How old are your kids, Erin?
I just have one. She's 18 months old, but it feels like ever since Christmas, we've just existed with snotty noses and coughs.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to tell you, it gets worse. It gets way worse.
Thanks, Eric. You're real encouraging this morning.
Because they all lick the playground equipment. I don't know what that's all about, but they do.
Oh, my gosh. And the shopping carts. Like, keep your mouth off the shopping cart.
All right, what do you think, Eric?
I absolutely love it. I think every parent can identify with this one.
Erin, we're going to choose you today, okay?
Okay.
I'll put 10 minutes on the clock, and we'll find out how he does. It's our 10-minute tune, and it's coming up next here on The Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, coming up in less than 10 minutes, we get an update on the brisket bracket. We're looking for the best brisket in the Houston area. We have a bracket-style challenge out there. We call it the Meat 16, and we'll give you an update. That's on the way, coming up in just a few minutes. Also at 8 o'clock, George Strait code word that could get you tickets to see he and Parker McCollum at Texas A&M. That's on the way. But right now, it's time for the 10-minute tune to find out what Eric has done with the suggestion, Mo, that we had earlier here on the show.
It came in from Erin.
You should sing about the ongoing illness that lives in your house when you have little kids.
Okay, yeah. I think you can relate to that one, can't you?
Oh, yes.
Like, as a matter of fact, aren't you suffering from that right now?
All of us are coughing. These allergies are kicking our butt. But usually it's the germs from, like, school and other kids because everything is in their mouth right now.
So this one kind of caught your attention, Eric. It's back in the studio. It caught your attention, Eric.
Yeah, my son has like weird blisters on his head now.
What?
From strep. Because strep just lives in my house. So
I'm backing away from you.
Yes.
Right now.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
So, okay.
My kids are gross.
Okay.
So that's the name of this song. And I did it in the style of Let It Go.
Okay. All right. Here's today's 10-minute tune. I can't wait to hear this one on The Bowl.
Dripping nose and goopy eyes. They're so disgusting, don't know why. They wipe their nose on everything. they've got a cold. Now it's the flu, hand, foot, in mouth, Ebola too. They want to kiss us on the face, and we say yes. Kids are gross, kids are gross. They eat candy off the floor. Kids are gross, kids are gross. They lick doorknobs on the doors. They sneeze and cough with snot on their face. Their germ factories. But we still love the little brats anyway.
Eric, that is amazing. I can't believe you hit that note, by the way. Well done.
Thank you. See?
Yeah.
The pain is real.
The pain is real. Different kind of pain.
Different, yes. The good news is I don't have to deal with that anymore, except yes. that I usually get it third hand from
us,
your kids.
You do. Oh my gosh, poor George.
That's our 10-minute tune today. We're going to pop this up as part of our podcast. If you're not subscribing to the podcast, you're missing out on the fun. You can share it with anybody. Just go to themorningbullpen.com and you can subscribe there, and you'll never, ever, ever miss a 10-minute tune. Another George Strait code word coming up in less than 10 minutes here on the morning bullpen. But right now, we got to talk brisket bracket. Woo! Everybody goes crazy over basketball in most of the U.S. at this time of year. But we go crazy over brisket this time of year.
Yes.
You have your Easter brisket yet?
Oh.
I saw a post the other day. It's like, we got your Easter briskets. And I was like, Easter brisket? I had no idea that
Let's
was a thing.
Go.
But I want it now. Brisket bracket is this on the morning bullpen.
All right. It was all because of y'all. We took nominations and the bracket filled itself out. And we're right now in the Meat 16. Yesterday, we had a competition head to head.
I haven't heard you say Meat 16 yet. 16. Until today.
It's cuter when I say it.
Yes,
y'all
it's
say
much
it, isn't
better.
It?
She can only say it now, George.
Okay. Yeah, because it sounds way creepier when we say it. Yeah.
And yesterday's competition was a heated battle.
Yes, yesterday was a David and Goliath story between Blowin' Smoke and Central Texas Style Barbecue.
Okay.
I'm going to get to those results in a second. But first, I want to reveal the Coops versus J-Bar M results.
Okay. All right. That was one of our competitions yesterday.
Yes, that was yesterday. And Coops took it away.
Very nice.
Congratulations,
y'all.
Coops. Advancing on to the I'll Eat Eight.
Yes. And just as a reminder, we total the votes from Instagram and Facebook in the stories of both. So whatever your social media platform, your vote counts. Or if you want to vote on both, there's no rule against that. And that seems to be what happened in the David and Goliath fight between Blowin' Smoke and Central Texas.
Central Texas.
Yep.
Yes.
Winner of the entire brisket bracket last year.
Last year.
That's
oh.
right. They came in as one of the top seeds in this year's bracket.
And they've been around since 1969.
Wait a minute.
Everybody knows who they are.
Wait a minute.
Blowin' Smoke.
Going? Where are we going?
Started in 2021.
Okay.
Military owned. And we are proud to say David has taken down Goliath.
No
Blowin'
way.
Smoke.
Wow.
I just got chills for them. That's exciting.
It's very cool.
How?
We love our vets.
I never thought that would happen.
Yeah, I know. And they took him down on both Instagram and Facebook.
Dang.
Well done.
That's what it's all about. Getting your people together and voting.
That's what it, again, it's fan voted. And that's why we wanted to talk to a couple of the people that are competing today. In one of our battles today, we have a kind of a battle set up. Eric, tell us about it.
All right. First of all, before we get into who we've got in the studio, two battles today.
Okay.
Driftwood Barbecue versus Truth Barbecue.
Oh.
Okay. I've stood in line at the Truth Barbecue.
Yes.
I haven't been to Driftwood. Then we've got Tin Roof Barbecue, who hustles like crazy online, and The Box Bakery and Kitchen, who also big-time hustlers on their social media
platforms. Social media. Okay. All right. So in the studio this morning from Tin Roof, Breck is here this morning. Hey, Breck.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Our studio smells amazing.
I can smell it.
Now, I don't have a sense of smell, George. Why would you do that to me?
Here's the thing. We don't get to vote. The three of us put together the brisket bracket and manage it. So we don't vote in the brisket bracket.
No,
so it does no good to try to bribe us.
Right.
Correct. But Breck, you brought a little bribery this morning.
Monday, whenever you started the we started this Meet 16, you said, somebody bring me some barbecue for breakfast. So I immediately jumped on Instagram and was like, hey, when it's our day, I want to bring you breakfast. So we got our prime Black Angus brisket from McLaren Farms. We have some house-made sausage, some of our Texas chocolate sheet cake.
Okay, you didn't just bring breakfast. You brought a whole meat treachery board. Oh, there is meat cootery board.
What did it say again?
Or barbecue. Well, I call it a meat cootery board.
But yeah,
call
meat it cootery.
Also
okay.
A cutery board, you could also
cute.
Say.
Okay,
I get it. Okay, all right. So tell us a little bit about Tin Roof if people don't know about you guys.
So we are in the Lake Houston area in Humble. My dad, mom started in 2001. He was a police officer for Houston Police Department, retired.
Thank you for your service, sir.
He said, look, I'm tired of wearing the blue shirt. That's back when it was the baby blue shirts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to open a barbecue restaurant and retire and do my own thing.
Aww.
And
so,
wow.
23 years in June 5th.
Oh, chasing dreams. Dang. And then passing that dream on to you.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
So what makes your brisket so special?
So we haven't really changed our brisket too much throughout the years. We've just fine-tuned and tweaked it. And we've reusing a Black Angus prime brisket from McLaren Farms. It's only prime, and we have a really good supply, so we don't ever have to come off of prime.
Uh-huh.
So unfortunately, some places that are on prime, whenever you get into
I've seen that happen. Where the meat quality is changing and the prices are staying.
Our supply is solid.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you. We have to. Can we? Is it leading the witness, though, if we post a picture of this? We got to post
it. No, I don't think so.
So we have to do it. Thank you so much for hearing us beg on Monday.
Yes.
And bringing by.
So I listen early. Every morning.
Aw, yeah. thank you, Brett.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that so much. All right, so it's Tin Roof today, and they're taking on The Box.
Bakery and Kitchen, and we're going to get them on the phone to also discuss what makes their brisket so special as well.
Yeah, they couldn't make it in this morning, but we did want to give equal time. So coming up next, right after Post Malone and Joe Diffie, we're going to find out what The Box has to say about their brisket.
Hi, this is George Strait.
We'll do that first, and then we continue on with our Meet 16 interviews this morning for the brisket bracket. But first, here's your code word.
All right, so the King is coming to Kyle Field June 15th. We want you there. Text the word write. WRITE. Like, write this down.
Okay, got it. Okay, yeah. Thanks for spelling that. There's a lot of different ways.
WRITE. Text WRITE to the number 20357 to enter to win these tickets.
Okay, all right. Thank you. And we will have a code word every hour. You can get in to win these George Strait tickets. More chances than anybody else right here on 100.3 The Bull. As I mentioned earlier, we're doing our brisket bracket. Another year of the Meet 16. Looking for the best brisket in the Houston area. We heard from Tin Roof, which is one of the battles today with The Box. And Gene is on the phone this morning. Gene, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show.
Good morning.
What's up?
Tell us about The Box. Okay. Tell us about you all.
So we are a small business that we started up right after COVID in 2021. Alex, our head chef, he's our partner. We definitely weren't sure what we were going to do, but we knew that we had a lot of confidence in him as far as brisket and barbecue and all that, so we kind of ran with that. And that has really what has kind of put us on the map with our customers. They love our brisket, egg, and cheese taco for breakfast. Ooh. So that that's what a lot of people talk about. That's what we get a lot of recognition for. So we were super excited to be considered in the bracket for the brisket. I have Alex here. He's going to tell you super quickly how he smokes it, because a lot of people think, oh, we're a bakery. You know, maybe they just put it in the oven. They don't even know we have food. But
how dare you?
Tell us,
Alex. When they actually eat the brisket, they're like, oh, wow, this is actually like real brisket.
Now, while we wait for Alex to jump on the phone here, Mo, Eric, it's amazing to me how many of the newer spots are really getting a lot of traction from people that love, like, the new places to get brisket. Mm-hmm. So
we love to hear about new places.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So Alex is on the phone. Hey, Alex. What's up, friend?
Alex?
Uh-oh.
Did I lose Alex?
Did we lose him?
Hello?
Hey, friend.
Hey, there he is. Alex, you okay. got to listen on the phone. If you're listening on the radio, it'll throw you off, buddy, because it's there's a delay involved. So just listen to us on the phone.
Okay.
All right. So tell us a little bit about, you said she, Jean was telling us that you have a particular thing that you wanted to tell us about your brisket and how you smoke it.
Well, yeah, I'm a traditional guy. I'm an OC guy. I like doing on a traditional barbecue pit. You know, I use a post oak, salt and pepper, 16-hour smoke, then wrap them another 4 hours, 5 hours, depending how big they are. Put them in, you know, I put them back on the pit. And that's pretty much how I make them every time.
Wow. Okay, because I'll be perfectly honest. When I read that the Box Bakery and Kitchen was in the running, I just assumed, like everybody else, that you just throw it in the oven, you chop it up, and you put it in stuff. But you actually take a lot of pride in that brisket.
Yes, sir. So when I started, it's a total time. It's probably about a 20-hour process from start to finish, from trimming them to throwing them on the pit, smoking them, finishing them all. It's about 20 hours.
Wow. Okay. All right. So the Box Bakery and Kitchen may sound a little unusual, but we had so many votes for this one from fans when we were asking for the best brisket in town. They mentioned, we talked about the brisket taco a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
They also mentioned a brisket queso.
Got brisket queso. Yes. I am listening now.
So what about that, Alex? Your brisket queso.
Oh, we make it too. We make in-house queso. We use four cheeses on it. It's a recipe that I came up with, and we serve it with a big old serving of our top brisket.
Okay. All right. So there we go. That's the battle today. 10 Roof Barbecue.
Yep.
Against the Box Bakery and Kitchen. You can vote there. As a matter of fact, they can vote online for both of these battles today. Yep.
The Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook, and the other battle right now is Driftwood versus Truth.
All right. Tomorrow morning, we'll unveil the winners of the day as we continue to whittle down the Meat 16 until we get the I'll Eat 8.
No, you're not allowed to say it. You're not allowed to say it. Mo, what do you say?
It's the Meat 16.
Thank you. Meat 16, exactly.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Chase is in Sugar Land. He's going to take on Mo, try to get $100. Chase, this is the way you take her money, okay?
All right.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win, Chase. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Chase?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah, it is Mo's money. Chase, tell her to get out of here. Let's get this started.
Get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, friend.
All right, five country-related trivia questions. And Chase, they start right now. Question number one. Gunpowder and lead is actually coming to life. This Texas girl has taken up the hobby of mounted horseback shooting. Can you name her?
Pass.
Question number two. Zac Brown Band, Alan Jackson, and Kenny Chesney are all going to perform at a tribute for this lead parrot head that we just lost last year. Name him.
Toby Keith.
Question number three. He may want us to change our name because Lyle Lovett, on this date, was rushed to a hospital here in Houston in 2002 after he got trampled by what animal?
Horse.
Okay, question number four. One Thing at a Time set a new record for the most weeks at number one on the Billboard album charts. 19 weeks at number one. Whose album is One Thing at a Time?
Morgan Wallen.
Question number five. Carrie Underwood has a simple rule for artists. She says, quote, if you record a song, you better be able to what?
I'm going to pass that one, too.
Okay, all right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against.
She's out there eating, George.
Chase was big talker, Mo, but... Yeah,
he didn't really walk the walk.
Is that usually how y'all are?
Oh, he only got one out of the five.
You drive a really big truck, don't you, Chase?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Mo, here are your questions, okay? Question number one, gunpowder and lead is coming to life. This Texas girl has taken up the hobby of mounted horseback shooting. Can you name her?
Is it Miranda Lambert?
It is Miranda Lambert.
Wait, I love this for her. I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, so the gunpowder and lead was the clue Sorry, yes. Chase missed it. Question number two. Zach Brown Band, Alan Jackson, Kenny Chesney all said they're going to perform at this tribute to this lead parrot head that we lost last year. Name him.
Jimmy Buffett.
It is Jimmy Buffett. Wow. Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Let's go. Okay. Let's go.
Question number three. He said Toby Keith.
Oh, okay.
Question number three. He may want us to change our name because on this date in 2002, Lyle Lovett was rushed to a hospital here in Houston after he got trampled by what animal?
It was a bull.
A bull.
I
get it, Chase?
That.
You may want to change your name because our name is the bull, you know?
Very random.
Okay, three to nothing.
Right,
three to nothing.
Question number four. Okay. One Thing at a Time set a new record for the most weeks at number one on the Billboard Country Album Charts. Okay. 19 weeks. Can you name the artist of One Thing at a Time?
That's Morgan Wallen.
It is Morgan Wallen.
Okay, he got that one.
Good job, Chase.
So it's 4-1, Mo's winning.
And question number five. Uh-huh. Carrie Underwood says she has a simple rule for artists. If you record a song, you better be able to do what?
I don't know.
Sing it or sing it live is what she said.
Oh,
you better
fair.
Be able to sing it live.
I get it.
You didn't need to know it though, Mo. You kept your money 4-1 with the
final score.
Chase, you do have a really big truck.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. No, I know.
All right, Chase, you know what you got to say when you get out of here, buddy?
Chase, this is Chase from Sugarland, and Mo knows country.
She does, and we know that Chase has got a big truck now. So there you go. All right, another chance to take $100. It's Mo Knows Country. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 8:20 here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.